disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Well, let me be straight up honest with you here this morning. I'm busting inside to something I want to get out, but I'm going to try to discipline myself because it's important that we talk about the calendar. Can you pull that up for me real quick there, Spencer? Got a lot of stuff going on, and I got to give it proper attention right off the bat, because if I go, I got my eyes almost shut, because if I go where I want to go, I'm never going to get back to this, okay? So bear with me here a second. There's some unbelievable things going on. Camp Constitution up in Houlton, Maine. I mean, I don't know how many listeners we got up there in Maine. Maine would be back this way. I don't know how many there are up there in Maine, but if you're close to Maine, they got a good event going on up there. My earphone just popped out as I turned my head there. Let me try to figure out how to get this thing back in. This weekend, I'm flying out tomorrow. Hey, Randy, I got your message, man. I had a bunch of messages. I was on the phone all day yesterday again. I'm flying into Springfield. Kevin's going to pick me up there, so appreciate that offer, Randy. I'm flying into Springfield, Missouri tomorrow for the Mako, Missouri, Arkansas, Kansas, Oklahoma, Salt and Light Brigade huddle. We're going to do that all day Saturday, and then I'm going to speak in the church on Sunday, and then I'm going to fly home. So if you're in that area, this is a great opportunity for you to introduce the Salt and Light Brigade to people in that area. We'd love for you to come. If you're going to come, I suppose you need to contact Kevin and let him. I don't know what Kevin's setup is on that, folks. That's where I'm going to be this weekend, okay, in Oklahoma. At the same time, Michelle just gave me a note before I came down, the Women's Warrior Weekend. Folks, we got to know by Monday. Because we got to do, there's a lot of preparation we have to do. It's only $15. Listen, if you can't afford $15, come anyway. You say, well, Coach, I can't afford a night in a hotel. Hey, bring a sleeping bag. We'll let you sleep on the couch. We'll find some place to put you. But come and be part of this wonderful weekend where the women get together. And I'm going to train you on a colloidal silver, how to make colloidal silver, some other natural remedy. Just... and a great time of fellowship for the women. That's next weekend, December 10th. Is it December already? 10th and 11th at Sky High at Buckeye Lake. Hey, listen, please register, okay? Please register. If you don't have $15, Betty Perkins will pay for you. Just kidding, Betty. I know that you would, though. I know that you would. I just know your heart. And then the Pennsylvania Salt and Light Brigade, they're doing a communication training. I'd love to come. I wish I could be two places at once. They're going to teach you Gary and the crew, they're going to teach you on how to use the walkie-talkies and the shortwave radio, maybe satellite phones, all that stuff. A hands-on training that's going to go on December 11th from 9 to 3. Bobby Lee, I think, I hope Bobby's feeling better. I know Trish was down pretty hard. I hope she's back up and ready to go. Anything else? I think we can stop right there as far as, let me look over here to make sure. Maine, the Osho, folks, support these things, all right? And don't try not to be last minute on this. If you're going to come, let us know we're going to come. Michelle especially, because she just, you know, she's a detail girl. And so she just wants to make sure that everybody has a pillow and everybody has some place to soak their feet and everybody has a comb they can comb. That's my wife, right? All right? So let her know that you're going to come so we have all that set up and ready to go. And we're excited about that. Does anybody want to pipe in on any of those things? Kevin want to pipe in, or Bobby, or a Pennsylvania bred? Anybody want to pipe in on any of those things I just talked about? Because I want to move on, and I'll give you a chance if I miss.
Yeah, I'll just touch on it real quick, Coach.
Okay,
we got several people coming. It's going to be a great day. We're going to deal with programming the walkie-talkies. Everybody, it's a deficit in everybody's information. If you don't have communication, you don't have anything. Just like in fighting, if you don't have balance, you don't have anything. Communication's the primary. You got to come out and do this. When the crap hits the fan and we can't talk to our people that's X amount of distance down the road, we're dead in the dark.
So, Bobby, we're going to do one of these here in Ohio, too. These are really, really important. And I'm sorry, you know me, I try to support everything. I'm double booked, man. I got something else going on. I just can't do it. So, folks, get that, man. That's going to be really, 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 really critical. And we'll talk more about satellite phones and how we're going to communicate and connect. That's what this is about, and that's what we're going to do. Somebody else just wanted to pop in, then popped out. I didn't look up and see who it was.
That was me. I was just saying that we need to get Joe Allen's number so we can give him our satellite phone numbers, please.
All right.
He wants to make a list.
Yeah, Joe Allen, put your phone number in the chat if we can. So everybody, open it up for him real quick there, Spencer. So Joe can put his phone number in there. Anybody that has a satellite phone, Joe is making a list of all those, so we'll be able to connect. Okay, Susie, come on in. I can't hear you, Sue. You muted him. She's still talking. Susie, I can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Now we got you.
Okay. I'll do a phone directory and get everybody's name and numbers. If everybody gives me their name and numbers, I can put my email in the chat.
Okay, great. Folks, again, you can go to stevequayle.com. Steve Quayle. Spencer, can you pull that up real quick, man? Stevequayle.com. This is where I did it, folks. You do what you want to do. I have a satellite phone. I don't use it a whole lot. But if you scroll down right on the side, I think you're going to see, unless Steve pulled it off of his website. Pull on down, brother. Come on. Oh, wait a minute. It's right at the top there. Satellite phones. There it is. You can go right on there and get yourself a satellite phone. I pay $99.95 a month. It's like a cell phone bill. And it gives me satellite phone. It gives me a number. It gives me communication. Listen, we understand this, right? At some point, they could probably screw up that communication too. But these are all important things. $99.95. I think you get $150 a minute. They roll over. So that's what a lot of us are doing. You don't have to, but if you want to know how to do it, there's how you can do it. You can get it for $34.95 and you get 20 minutes. That's all you would get a month or whatever. So there's different plans there, but I'm not trying to hawk satellite phones, but this kind of stuff is important. Chad, did you want to say something? I saw you pop in here real quick. Hurry up, man, 'cause I want to get where I'm going.
Negative.
Okay, buddy. Cool. All right. So listen, this has been all over me for a couple of days, and I want to lay it out. Hey, Spencer, do me a favor. Go to Mr. Webster for me, if you could, and look up the word loyalty. No, hang on, Spence, don't do that yet, because I looked up loyalty and it didn't say much. And the word I was looking for was fidelity. So type in fidelity, Spence. F-I-D. Yeah, there you go. Fidelity. Just bear with me here a second as I do my little rant here. Fidelity says faithfulness, careful and exact observance of duty or performances of obligation. Faithfulness, careful and exact observance of duty or performance of obligations. Obligations. We like to talk about rights, but we don't like to talk about responsibilities and obligations. Loyalty, fidelity is firm adherence to a person or party with which one is united or to which one is bound. Loyalty as the fidelity of subjects to their king or government, the fidelity of a tenant, observance of the marriage covenant as fidelity of a husband and wife. 4, honesty, veracity, adherence to truth. Scroll down a bit, Spence. As the fidelity of a witness. My stomach's been churning over the last couple of days. This may seem really stupid to you guys. It's not stupid to me. The football coach at University of Notre Dame, whose football team is on the verge of making it into the national championship, they're rated fifth right now. They're 10-1, rated fifth, probably going to get into the national championship. Their coach, Brian Kelly, just left the team to go coach LSU. Now, you may not be interested in it. I'm going to make a point here, okay? I spent a lot of time in locker rooms and building teams. And I'm sure Brian Kelly has done the same thing and talked to his players about the importance of teamwork and loyalty and hanging together and us against the world. That's how you build a team. That's how you build a team. And now Brian Kelly has these kids, and they're still kids, on the brink of winning a national championship, an opportunity to compete as one of the final four for a national championship. And he tucks tail and runs off to LSU for, I don't know if you saw it, in the neighborhood of $98 million. Remember me telling the story a few weeks ago or a week ago, whatever it was, when the Holy Spirit said to me, he asked me, can you be bought? Can you be bought? See, friends, here's at the root, at the heart of what we are dealing with in America is most Americans are not loyal to anybody but themselves. There is no true fidelity. And you know when fidelity really, really comes out? Fidelity really comes out. Loyalty really comes out when the person to whom you've put your trust in stumbles. And I go back to when I was sued by the American Civil Liberties Union. I didn't stumble. But I want you to know, it was the media made me look out to be some kind of pariah. They did everything they could to ruin me, ruin my reputation, ruin everything that we did. And I know today that when I open up the dictionary and I look under fidelity, I see the picture of Coach Norm Emmett. And I see the picture of Coach Mark Collier. And I see the picture of my wife. And I can tell you, there are a lot of pictures I don't see. I don't see. Because when the SHTF hit in my life, Bible says, strike the shepherd and the sheep will scatter. Now, I wasn't a shepherd. But I was a leader of a football program. I was a leader of a family. And to watch the number of folks I had put, I'm trying to make a point here. I'm not whining and complaining, okay? To look at the number of people who I had sowed my life into their sons walk away and hide was one of the great disappointments of my life. Hold your ears. Hubie Brown, the great football, a great basketball coach with the New York Knicks years ago, said this. He said, one of the greatest lessons you need to learn in life is, in the end, everyone is out to cover his own ass.
Amen.
That's a tough lesson to learn. Tough lesson to learn. We'll talk about Coach Norm Emmett for a second. I don't know if Coach sometimes listens. He listens it on delay. I remember when we had a tragedy, a reputation ruining event happened in our lives, our family's lives. I don't even know how many years ago it was now, 15 years ago. I don't know. And I picked up the phone when I first caught wind of it, and first person I called was Coach Norm. I called him and told him what was going on, and he was really short on the other end. I thought, man, that's – after I hung up, I thought, man, that's – boy, that sure didn't sound like Coach, because he's normally, go get him, Coach. I'm behind you all the way. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I didn't get it from Coach Norm. I thought, boy, is that odd. And as Michelle and I were languishing in the misery in our home, about 45 minutes later, he pulls up in my driveway. I'll never forget it. I'll never forget it. When everybody else was running because of what they heard in the mainstream media, he ran to me. You find somebody like that in your life, you won't find three of them like that in your whole life, ever. You won't find three. Sometimes even your spouse. Sometimes your spouse is the first one to slip out the door. You say, Coach, why are you talking about this today? Because we better get this. We better get this. Because our adversary is going to do everything he can to muddy the reputation of any one of you who step out. Any one of you who step out. They are going to, muddy you. And the way the world operates, can I say this? The way the Christian world operates is they can't wait to wash their hands of you when a little bit of mud shows up. Rather, when the scripture says is that you are to go restore your brother. I'm a fallible man. All of you in here are. And I'm not talking about us so much as I'm talking about life in general, folks. How quickly we are to flee from those we've been in fellowship with when the first appearance of conflict arises. You know, I'm telling you the truth.
Amen.
Amen.
And I'm watching, right now. I'm watching right now this football coach, this Brian Kelly. Same thing happened at the University of Oklahoma. A guy who did nothing but coach team. Hey, listen, I haven't been in his locker room. I know how football works. It's team. Die to yourself. Lay down yourself. Sacrifice for your buddies. It's a huddle. It's a group of men together fighting at a common enemy. We're in this all together. And then for $98 million, you're out the door before you finish the task in hand. And you go online and you read articles about him, and the media is justifying what he did. Justifying it. And I look at the heart of this guy. I don't know Brian Kelly. I don't know of him. $98 million, really? You go for $98 million rather than the $80 million you're already what? You're leaving all those guys? Your fidelity to all those guys? What is fidelity again? Pull that up there. Hey, listen, I'm going to tell you this as much as possible. Those of you here, you choose to leave. Hey, go, because I'm going to tell you this. There's some tough times coming, baby. And you better figure out in your life who you can trust and who you can't trust. And I'm going to say this before God and everybody else. I ain't never going to sell you down the river. I'm never going to do that. But I'm going to tell you this. I'm not going to come visit in your house every other week and try to beg you to come back to the team. I'm not going to do that. But I can tell you this. We have a, what's the word? Do we have a contract? A spiritual contract with each other or not? Are you going to leave at the first time that you get a better offer? Listen. It's not, I want this to sound right. I don't care if you follow me. I know some guys who aren't part of the crew anymore. And somebody asked me the other day, hey, whatever happened to so-and-so? And they mentioned the name. And I said, I don't know. But I hope they're gathering with somebody. I don't care if they gather with, I hope they're gathering with somebody. I don't know who it is. But I've talked to pastors before where people leave a church and don't even explain why. Faithfulness, careful and exact observance of duty or performance of obligations. You mean you're part of the family and you walk away and you don't even tell dad or the leader? Hey, coach, I'm out of here. You don't even do that. That's the culture and the society that we live in, that it seems to be okay. That Christians are doing that. Firm adherence to a person or party with which one is united or to one is bound. Loyalty as a fidelity of subjects to the king or the government. The fidelity of a tenant or leads to his Lord. I'm not your Lord, but I'm talking about a fidelity to follow me as I follow Christ. This show is not about me. Please, I'm talking about Brian Kelly. Why would any football player in America ever go play for that guy? Ever? Lincoln, what's the guy's name in Oklahoma? Lincoln Riley.
Riley.
Running off to Southern California. Folks, these are leaders of men who preach team and loyalty and courage and fight together at the first drop of another $1 million off to Southern California. Why is he going to Southern California? Because Oklahoma's moving to the SEC where they're not going to have as easy a route to win all their games. And he said, I'm going to get out of here. I'm going to leave all my boys behind. Somebody's going to scatter them. Somebody's going to strike the shepherd and the sheep are going to scatter. Now, I'm not talking about football other than it's a perfect illustration to the mess we find ourselves in America. It's a perfect illustration.
Amen. It is.
And if you think that your elected officials are loyal to you, you got another thing coming. Huh? And I'm going to tell you something else. I hate to say it. Very few pastors are loyal to their sheep. Somebody give me a thumbs up. Somebody give me a thumbs up on that one.
Amen.
I've told this stuff. God is my witness. We were in London High School. Got sued by the American Civil Liberties Union in 1997, a two-year battle against the ACLU. I didn't have one pastor call me in that whole community, not one pastor. Now, wait a minute. Whoa. That's not true. I had one call me and chastise me for violating the law. Yeah, I'm not telling you. I'm telling you the truth. Listen, folks. The Lord wants complete fidelity. He is faithful and true. He said, I will never leave you and I will never forsake you. No matter how much you mess up, he is standing there willing to offer a hand. And the truth of the matter is, most of you, if you're in a mess right now, most of you are in the mess because you weren't loyal. You don't have to say amen. You don't have to say amen. You're in the mess you're in because you didn't keep your word. You didn't keep your obligations. You were worried about you. Waking my granddaughter, she stayed with us last night. Sorry, Emmy or Annie. I'm sorry. It's just all over me today. How cavalier.
It's okay, Coach.
That the absolute focus of American. See, this is one of the things that we have a hard time explaining to people in the ChristianRevolution.net why when Ohio Brett talks about for God, country, sports, folks, we don't understand that sports is the altar. It is where everybody is. Ohio shut down last Saturday for the Ohio State-Michigan football game. I don't know if Michigan shut down. I can tell you Ohio did. And what greater place is there to reach the lost than through what they worship, which is the athletics? And then people constantly, constantly criticizing and calling for the neck of the coach. Well, you're not a good enough coach. You're not playing, not calling the right. Well, they ain't got any idea. Boy, I wish I could find that video. You got to see this. Bear with me a second. It's about fidelity. It's about honesty. It's about loyalty. I'm not trying to step on anybody's toes. Ask yourself this. Why did your marriage fall apart? Why did it? I can promise you, at the heart of it, somebody wasn't loyal to the other person that started it. For better, for worse, for richer and poorer, in sickness and health, forsaking all others, given myself unto you for as long as we both shall live. That was a vow you took before the Lord, and one of you broke it. I'm not trying to spank you. I'm trying to connect the dot for you to understand. And that's why, in my mind, I believe you can be forgiven from divorce. Okay, I believe you can. Are you living an adult? We can argue that. I don't even want to argue that one, right? That's not even a debate. See, you know why divorce is bad? Because you gave your word. You gave your word. The Bible says that if your word is no good, your name's no good. It says that that God puts his name above his word. His name is above his word. Because if my name is not good enough, I'm no good. The only way the Pass the Salt Ministries, Coach Dave Live, the Christian Revolution, the only way those things will work is if I'm a man of my word. It's the only way it will work. And at some point, if somebody says, well, that coach, he's buying cars with it, and he's been, as soon as that lie begins to infiltrate, there are people out there who can't wait to believe it. Now, I'm not confessing. None of that stuff's going on. I'm just telling you, this is how the world operates. This is how it operates. When the day comes to lock me up, how many of you are going to come visit? Betty, they lock you up, I'll come visit. I'll give you my word right now, I'll come and visit.
We'll be locked up too.
Tracy, I'll come and visit you. I promise.
I'll come visit you because I know you.
Right, right. And so it has nothing to do with whether or not I did something wrong or did not do. Are you without sin? Are you without sin? Are there things in your life, if they were to dig and dig and dig and dig and dig, we could find and expose you? You don't think they're going to try to dig and dig and dig and dig and find things and expose me? You think, come on. But you know what? With that loyalty comes responsibility. And so I try to keep my nose clean. Why? Because Betty's counting on me too. Tracy's counting on me to keep my nose clean. Mark Trump's counting on me to keep my nose clean. But if my nose isn't clean, if I do get some dirt on my nose, does that mean everybody leaves? Or do you come and restore your brother? What do we do? I feel like I'm confessing, and I'm really not. I'm just telling you that's the problem in the world. We aren't loyal to anything. We're not loyal to the Lord. Folks, yesterday, Lord Jesus, help me out here. The Roe versus Wade decision was argued yesterday. I don't know how closely you followed it. Hey, friends, everybody knows that's a baby. Would somebody give me a thumbs up? Is there anybody in America that doesn't know that's a baby? Everybody knows that's a baby, right? And to hear these foolish idiots get in there and try to argue why it's okay to kill that baby. See, the only way they can kill that baby is if they can convince you it's not a baby. Same thing they did with the blacks, by the way, in Dred Scott decision, said they were 6/10 of a human being. So if they're not really a human being, well, then hell, they don't have rights. Same thing they did with the Jews. What did Hitler say? They're animals. They're not really human beings. Oh, since they're not really human beings, hell, you can do whatever you want to with them. Same thing with an unborn baby. Ah, it's not a human being. Do whatever the hell you want to. See, the devil's scheme never changes. So we have to ask ourselves, our loyalty, our fidelity, is our fidelity to the Lord to the point where we will do whatever we have to do to stop those little babies from being murdered? No, it's not. We love ourselves too much. We're not loyal to the Lord. We're not defending his little ones. He told us it would be better for us to put a millstone around our neck and get thrown into Buckeye Lake than to let them continue to do this to little babies. That's what he said. I didn't say it. So Clarence Thomas yesterday asked a couple, just pulls their pants down. Clarence Thomas asked him this in the oral arguments, whatever the heck that means. He said, are there laws in America? Do people go to jail in America? Do mothers go to jail in America if they take crack cocaine and it kills their baby? Are there crimes against that? And of course, the attorney didn't want to answer the question, because the attorney knew, of course, there were crimes against that. And so Clarence Thomas didn't have to ask the question, then what's the difference between killing a baby and a mother taking crack cocaine and killing a baby? Either way, isn't it her choice? He didn't even have to ask that question because it hung in the air. See, the debate is not whether or not it's a person. It's whether you can murder it. Folks, that's the debate. Come on here. See, oh, Lord. And you know what Sotomayor said? Did you guys see what that wicked, wicked woman said? That demon-possessed, Luciferian-controlled woman. Did you see what she said? when they brought up the fact that now we know back, they were going on 1972, 71 science. Think of the science that we have now. They just did surgery. They knew, they looked inside my little grandson in the womb and saw what was wrong with him. So when they got out, they could immediately do surgery on him. They knew it. And Sotomayor, when somebody made the question about, you can see in the ultrasounds that when they insert the, this is even wicked to even talk about, when they insert the tube to suck out the baby, that the baby reacts from it. Sotomayor said that's the reaction that bugs would have if you poked at them. That's where we are. That's where we are. So as we settle in here at 7:31 this morning, what are you loyal to? And who are you loyal to? You going to be like Brian Kelly? Build up a good team and flee at the last minute because you got more money or better opportunity? Or see, it's all me. Love of money being the root of all evil, which Jack told us the other day. So look around, man. Find yourself those faithful pastors. Find yourself the Tom Gills of the world and the Bill Dunphys of the world and the Mike Spaldings of the world who you know are going to be there come hell or high water.
Amen.
And you find a good man and you stand beside that good man. And I hate to tell you this. Are you looking at me? He probably ain't in some big mega church. I don't know that. Because if you tell people the truth, they leave.
Amen. Amen, coach. You're right on.
They don't want to hear it. They don't want to hear it. And some of you right now, today, are having conflict in your home because you're part of this group.
Amen.
Huh? Amen.
And because you're part of this group, your understanding is being enlightened. The scripture talks about, right? The eyes of your understanding being enlightened. Your eyes are being opened, and those around you are mad because you're convicting them. You get it, don't you? And so all they can do is say, oh, you're part of a cult, or but they can do all this other stuff, right? Right? See, they don't understand bond. They don't understand. Can I tell you the truth? I have closer friends in the huddle. If I get in trouble, I have people in this huddle that I'm going to call before I call my own family. Can anybody else?
Amen. Give me a thumbs up on that? Amen.
Why? Because I know which way the river runs. I get it. I understand. And I think there's nothing that breaks the heart of the Lord more than those who are disloyal. When those who say I will and then don't.
Amen.
That's the measure of a man. I had a call last night, not two nights ago. Michelle, I was in bed. I was about to sleep in my Facebook. Phone rings. You guys ever have somebody make a Facebook call to you? Sometimes I don't even know how to handle them. And there's a Facebook call from a guy I played football for back in 1990. How far long ago is that? That's a long time.
31 years.
Thank you. I said, how old are you? He said, I just turned 50. 50? What's up, man? What are you calling for? Well, we got in a little conversation. And he starts telling me about his family and his business and everything he's gone through. And he said, hey, coach, I want you to know. I could never have done it without you. And what you taught me when I was in high school.
Amen.
In my whole life, I've received maybe two of those calls. But see, here it is. See, I'm not motivated by that. And neither should you. Your obligation is to tell the truth. That's Amen. Your obligation. Love them, yes, but your obligation is to tell them the truth. And if you tell them the truth, soon they're going to be glad you did. You may not feel good at first, but they're going to be glad you did. But see, we've turned the gospel upside down. And now it's all about pleasing people and making you feel good and loving them in their sin and all this hogwash that has nothing to do with truth. Tracy, I love you in your sin. Stop doing it!
Amen.
How hard is that to say? How hard is that? Why is it, as our shirt says, truth sounds like hate?
To those who hate the truth.
That's right. See,
they think you're judging. They think you're judging.
Well, Tracy, I tell them I am judging. I'm a witness. I'm not judging. I'm a witness. I'm testifying.
Amen.
Your life is testifying against you. I'm going to repeat to you what your life has shown me. You be the judge. I'm not judging you. But you're smart enough to figure this one out, aren't you? You're smart enough to figure out that you opened up your legs and you let some boy come into you and inseminate you. And now you're going to go kill the baby. And somehow you think that's right. And nobody's going to tell them otherwise. We got pastors that won't even talk about it. See, the problem wasn't the abortion. The problem was the fornication.
Amen.
Won't even talk about that anymore. Living together.
Amen.
Christians living together. I feel better. Flee from Brian Kelly. Flee from Luke Fickle if he leaves and goes someplace. Flee from, what's that guy's name? Guy from Oklahoma? Lincoln Riley. Flee from him. You cannot believe a word he told you. All right? You cannot believe a word. You can't believe a word he told you. You know what I like about this platform here? I used to be on terrestrial radio. I used to be on WRFD here in Columbus, Ohio. And there are too many managers, too many people that wanted to tell me what I could and couldn't say. You know what I love about this? I'm going to say the truth. Sayonara, baby, if you don't like it.
Amen.
Reggie, come on in.
Hey, Coach. You know, I come from a long history of people that broke people out of jail. So just know that if you're ever sitting there. I do. It's seriously my grandfather, great grandfather. So I wanted to tell you something going back to Roe versus Wade and the ridiculousness about it all. So I just want to go back because I was an officer in Arizona and under Title 13. I just kind of wanted to read this, that manslaughter is classified under A, subsection 5, knowingly or recklessly causing death of an unborn child by any physical injury to the mother. But then when you jump down, so I know we had to hire, we did arrests on manslaughter for men that got drunk and their wives were, and they lost the baby. But there's a clause in there, unless the mother gives consent to a physician. So that even falls under physicians if they hurt the baby while working on the mother. But it's ridiculous. Yep. It's murder.
Any other way.
But they have.
So Spencer, pull up for me. It says the preamble. It's the preamble, friends. I'm going to show you without a shadow of a doubt why the case should have already been. The judges should have right away said case, whatever. They should have said abortion is. Can I show you why? People said, well, it's nowhere in the Constitution. There's nowhere in the Constitution. Really? You guys ever heard of the preamble of the Constitution? Anybody out there that can read? Silver, can you read? Are you here? Did you get up this morning?
Yes, sir.
Can you read? You guys know what the preamble is, right? The preamble is like the mission statement of the Constitution, right? It's the Declaration of the Constitution. See, the Declaration of Independence was our separation from the king. The Constitution is the laws, bylaws that we're going to live by. And the preamble is the mission statement. It's the mission statement. Folks, I'm going to show you why abortion is unconstitutional right in the preamble of the Constitution. They shouldn't even have to go any farther than this. Go ahead, Joe.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
So the word jumped out at most of you, and you didn't even say it. You didn't even see it. So I said, Spencer, please go to Mr. Webster and pull up posterity. Pull up posterity. descendants, children, children's children, etc., indefinitely. The race that proceeds from a progenitor, in general sense, succeeding generations opposed to ancestors, folks, to ourselves and those yet unborn. The rights of liberty are to those yet unborn in the Constitution.
Boom.
It's over. Put it back up there again, Spencer. Put the preamble back up. And secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and those yet to be born. So therefore, every right in the Bill of Rights, every right is conferred upon those who are not yet born. Boom! It's done. You see it?
We call that covered.
Covered. Now, I didn't watch. Any of those smart lawyers yesterday point that out? Any of them point that out? You know, Clarence Thomas did ask one of the ladies, attorneys, please, could you tell me where abortion, the right to abortion, is specifically mentioned in the Constitution? Silence. Well, it wasn't silence because she made up some lie because Roger, lawyers get paid to lie. That's really what it is. They try not to, but it is. Your job is, the job of a lawyer is to make sure not all the evidence comes out. Would somebody agree? Somebody agree with me on that, right? The job of a good defense lawyer is to make sure that the truth doesn't all come out. That's his job, right? That's his
very job. The jury believes his version and not the truth.
That's right. So the system, this is all over me this morning, folks. This is all over me. I can't even believe we're having this debate. Can anybody disagree with what I just said? Blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Constitutional, God-given constitutional rights apply to Americans not yet born. Very, very clear. Right there. Rich, come on in.
Yeah, Coach, I just wanted to say that you showed me fidelity in 2019. You know, there's something that happened in my life that just upset my world and changed it. And the people in my church that I attended for 30 years that knew my situation, I taught their kids seventh grade Sunday school for 10 years, attended their weddings. You're the one that called me to see how I was doing. Not them.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until I called one of them to check on another member of the church did they say, oh, yeah, I was thinking about you. How you doing?
Mm. Yeah.
You called That's right, me Rich. Blue, and I yeah. and I won't forget that.
Amen. Thanks, Rich. I try to live my life that way, right? Because as soon as I think I'm better than somebody else, I'm heading down that same slope. I put my pants on like everybody else. I fight sin just like everybody else. I got that carnal nature just like everybody else. But I want you to know this. Anybody that knows me knows this. My word's my bond. My word's my bond. I feel bad I can't get out to Pennsylvania. I can't be two places at once. But my word's my bond. I always said if I can come, I'll come. It's my bond. It's my word's my bond. Is your word your bond? Maybe we need to be more careful about the things and promises we casually say. I'll pray for you, brother. Did you really? Really? You're just trying to get away from me. I'll pray for you. I'll pray about that, brother. Really? Really? Come on in, Paul and Michelle.
Yeah, Coach, this is really, really good. One thing I want to say about yesterday's hearings or whatever, how many of those women that were or people that were supporting abortion are for the mandates where, you know, they say my body, my choice, but then we'll turn around and tell you need to take this shot?
Yes. I mean, it's because Paul, they're not standing on any truth. See, it's relativism. It's what we've taught, right? We teach it in the church. We teach it in the church, right? Relativism. Well, my body, my choice when it comes to killing a baby, but not your body, your choice when it comes to taking a jab. Because, by the way, taking the jab, that'll protect everybody. Yeah, but an abortion kills that baby. Yeah, but it doesn't have, you know, right? Moral relativism.
Morning, family. Coach, mine was abortion. I had an abortion, and this is great that you're speaking about it. It's very important. You do not listen to a pro-abortionist. They are deluded. They do not know. They do get us to believe it's just a bunch of cells. We have those abortions because we're selfish and we're self-serving. And God deals with us, but we need to know He does forgive us. I mean, I know as I sit here, I'm forgiven for this murder, Amen. But I'm still a murderer. And that does not take that away. Whenever you're going to push me into a tight corner, I'm going to choose Michelle first. And I know that about me. So God just, that my abortion is a reminder that I'm an exceptionally selfish person. I'm like Paul, I have a fall.
Amen. So if you're a murderer and you've received forgiveness from the Lord, then you ought to spend the rest of your life making sure they don't murder other people. That's the way I see it. To me, that's the living out of loyalty right there.
Amen.
You can't just say, I did it and I'm sorry. You have to say, I did it, I'm sorry, and I'm going to try to stop it. That's
we
folks,
do not kill. Amen.
Amen.
And we're not there with it. Women are taught to hide the shame. Hide the shame. Hide the guilt. And when you hide the shame and hide the guilt, more of it goes on. Betty, come on in.
That's why I love you, because you speak the truth. I tell you what, I've been lied to all my life. But talking about promises, I always say, if I promise, I will hold to it. It's like my pastor in St. Louis, when their cat was having an issue, I had promised I'd come and get it, and I never thought it would happen. And I had to drive 1,200 miles for a cat.
You know, buddy.
I will not say it. I will not say I promise unless I know I absolutely can do it.
Folks, that's integrity. That's integrity. And by the way,
And also, my brother, foster brother was in jail for two. Well, I was in North Dakota for 2 years, and my foster brother was in jail. Every Sunday, I visit him. He said I was the only one that ever came to visit him in 10 years. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. I will come and visit you.
I believe you will, Betty. I believe you will. God bless you. What was I going to say? Because it was important. I wanted to say it. And then it'll come back to me. Go ahead. Come on in, Roger.
Well, Dave, it's a biblical principle. Let your yes be yes and your no be no. I think that's a scriptural verse.
Amen.
So it's not just a feel-good thing on this show or on any show. It's a biblical principle of yes mm-hmm. be yes, no be no.
Roger Weaver showed up to defend me when I went through that battle with the ACLU. I don't know how much it cost him. Yeah, we had to pay
Coach
some money.
Swallows come.
But Roger showed up. Roger showed up to do it.
Dave, the meeting I remember the most of my relationship and my friendship with you is the Lakewood football meeting.
Oh, my Lord.
That court was supportive of you and then turned on you.
Yep.
And I'll never forget Norm and I there. And I'm not saying that because I was anything special, but that really opened my eyes up to a lot of things, not just in your life, but in life in general.
Yeah. Amen.
I observed turning there. That was unbelievable.
Amen. Chad, come on in. I want to try to find that video I was talking about. Chad, come on in here real quick.
Well, one thing is when Betty talked about a promise, I just want to give a different opinion on that. One of the things is that promises really, I'm not saying it about Betty or anything, but I look at promises as for people who have broke their word. They have to promise is a reassurance of your word. So if I just say, hey, I'll be there, I don't need to promise. If I'm there.
That's right.
You see what I'm saying?
That's right.
They say, Dad, are you going to be there this time? Yes, son, I'll be there. Do you promise? Because, see, it's an extra reassurance that you're going to follow your word. And we don't really need that. Just do it and think about it before you make the commitment. See, we don't process it. We make the commitment out of emotion. Anyway, that's it.
We do. Hey, Spence, real quick, pull up my Facebook page. Go to Facebook and pull up my page. Because, folks, I'm going to show you the difference. While he's getting that ready, Leslie, come on in while he's getting that ready.
Yeah, good morning. The Bible says, swear to your own hurt. And it also says, commit these truths to faithful men. Doesn't mm-hmm. say anything else but faithful men.
Faithful
so
men.
Your commitment and faithfulness.
Faithful men. I want to show you something here. I saw this yesterday. It made me cry. I'll be honest with you. Compare this to Brian Kelly and Lincoln, whatever his name is, that took off to do other football programs. Scroll down one more down, Spence. Right here it is. No, one more. I'm looking at it right on mine, so I know it's – there it is. There it is right there. Okay, folks, I want you to see this. Freeze it there a second. Freeze it there a second. This is Matt Campbell. He's the head football – go back to the beginning if you can, Spencer. He's the football coach at Iowa State, I believe. It's Iowa State. This is senior day. The seniors are playing their last football game at Iowa State University. Go back to – yeah, whoops. Whoa, knocked my thing over and caught it. Oh, now I'm crooked. I'll be careful with my hands here. I'll get it straightened out. Sorry if I'm cockeyed with you. And so this is Matt Campbell. His seniors are being introduced for their last football game. And I want you to watch the eyes of Matt Campbell. This is a man I could play for. This is the locker room. This is loyalty. This is fidelity. This is a minute 47. I want you to watch him with his players, knowing this is the last chance he's ever going to get to coach him. Come on in.
Seven most catches by a tight end in school history. Met by his parents, Terry and Lynn. Number 88, a tight end from Norman, Oklahoma. A two-time All-American. Two-time academic All-American. Finalist for the Mackey Award and finalist for the 2021
William D. Charlie
Keller. Number 12, a defensive back from Grand Prairie, Texas. Three-time team.
Look at
captain,
his eyes.
Three-time first team
all-big. He
loves
his boys.
Met by his mother Kim, father Greg, and girlfriend Mercedes, Greg Eichworth the second. Number 23, a linebacker from Brecksville, Ohio. All-American in the 2020 Big 12 Defensive Player of the Year. Recorded over 300 career tackles.
This ain't no act. There's a bond there between men that nobody can understand who hasn't done it.
Mike and Julie and brothers Jack, Jay, Luke, and Matt. Mike Rose. And last but certainly not least, number 15.
I could play football for that guy. Look at him.
Three times that greatest quarterback in Cyclone history, who has a 15-1 record as a starter versus Big 12 teams at Jack Trice Stadium. Met by his parents, Sean and Terry, sister Whitney and brother Chubba, Brock Purdy.
I'm going to send my kids to Iowa State to play for that guy. I ain't sending them to Notre Dame. I ain't sending them to USC. That boy's heart was in those players, and their heart was in him.
Amen.
Come on in, Randy.
Yeah. I don't know if I can talk, Coach.
Yeah, that's powerful, isn't it?
Huh? Yeah. I'm just going to say, Coach, blessed is the man who swears to his own hurt and changes not. So guess what the opposite of that is, Coach? Cursed is the man who does change and doesn't do what he says.
Amen, brother. After his own gain, right? Each from his own quarter. That's not, Spencer, real quick. Isaiah 56:10. Beginning in 10. Isaiah 56, starting 10. Oh, my goodness. Lord, help us. Just go to 56 and then we'll start in 10. Oh, thank you, Lord. That's been good. Boy, hey, did you feel the integrity in Dr. Madej yesterday? Could you feel the integrity Amen. In that woman yesterday? Israel's watchmen are blind, verse 10. They're all ignorant. They're dumb dogs. They cannot bark, sleeping, lying down, loving to slumber. They're greedy dogs running from Notre Dame off to LSU for $98 million. They have greedy dogs. They can never have enough. And they're shepherds. They're coaches that cannot understand. They all look to their own way, everyone for his own gain from his own position. Come, you say that. I'm going to fetch wine. We'll fill ourselves a strong drink and just wait for tomorrow, man. It's going to be even better than today, and I'll build a team here, and then it'll be worth $150 million, and then I'll go to Ohio State. Shame on us for allowing this spirit, me spirit, to creep in to the American church, into American Christianity. It's everywhere you look. Come on in, Craig. My granddaughter's down there. What, sweetie? Go ahead. Go ahead, Craig. Hey, Craig, use as many zeros as you want today.
Well, what? Coach, the real people deal with it, and the unreal people peel. They peel off. So if you're real, you're going to deal with it, and if you're unreal, you'll just peel off.
That's right. That's right. And understand that loyalty, man, that's a two-way street. It's a two-way street. Go ahead, Jeff.
Coach, I like that, real people. Ricky Miller is a real people.
He's a real person.
And I don't say this to say, look at me, but Ricky was down, and I knew I had to be there. My car lot was getting hammered. I wasn't making any money. I'm like, I don't care about the money. I got to go. I got to go every day and get over there without me. You know what I mean? But I know he's always been there for me. And if someone was down, I was down, he'd be helping Mary Jane. He'd be doing whatever he had to do. As that loyalty is a friend and a brother.
So Jeff, I always say this to people when they call me and they thank me or whatever. And I always say the same thing. You'd do it for me, wouldn't you?
Yep. Amen.
You'd do it for me, wouldn't you? Hey, listen, that's a question. You'd do it for me, wouldn't you? Amen. And then I also say this to them. Just doing my job.
Amen.
Hey, listen. Hey, folks. There's no reward just for doing your job. There's no, I mean, there's no special awards you get for that. You're doing your job. You're doing your job.
The job itself is the reward.
Hey, the job itself is the reward. Just doing my job. You'd do it for me, wouldn't you?
Coach, you notice that coach at Iowa? He was standing back there where the crowd couldn't see him.
That's right. He was a nobody. He was a nobody. It wasn't about him, was it, Jeff?
No, and he kissed a couple of them boys on the cheek. I remember sitting in a state playoffs baseball with Coach Doug Savage. Boy, sometimes through the year, them boys hated him because he was stern, and but he'd give his all for them kids for years. Amen.
It's two-way street, man.
Getting ready. Next game would have been Ohio Stadium for the championship game. We lost over in Dublin. He's sitting that dugout. And, boy, them boys, everyone come and hugged him. And Coach Savage sit there crying in that dugout.
Yep. Amen. That was it. Hey, Jeff, it ain't just Coach Savage. If you're a real coach, that's what it's about. If you're a real coach, that's what it's about. Amen. You don't rejoice in other people falling. You don't rejoice in it. You don't condemn them. You lift them up if you're a real coach. Go ahead, Betty.
Yes, I just want to say, like Chad was saying, I do stand on my word. But you have so many people that say, are you sure? It's like a reassurance.
Yeah, are you sure? Well, I'll give you my word. How about that? Look there, Annie, there you are.
You muted, Betty.
Betty, you weren't muted. You muted yourself, Betty.
Oh, sorry. Well, I'm sorry. I'm just saying that people are so lied to that they don't know who to believe. And it's almost like a reassurance that, yes, I promise I will do that because my word isn't good enough until I.
Okay, going upstairs, please. Going upstairs.
I don't know why my mic keeps going off. It's crazy. I'm not even touching it. It doesn't like me. It doesn't want to hear the truth.
So, Betty, this is why I tell people, listen, are you hearing me? I don't say I'll pray for you if I'm not going to. I'm not going to say that. In fact, you don't hear me say, Annie, go up. Gigi, come and get Annie. I love my granddaughter. She stayed with us last night. In fact, she slept in the bed between Michelle and I, and she rocked and rolled till about 10 o'clock. That girl, God bless a child full of energy. Sorry, Ann. Love you, sweetheart. Didn't mean to. Let your yay be yay and your nay be nay. And we don't anymore. Can you imagine those football players at Notre Dame on the verge of a lifetime goal of winning a national championship? And the coach leaves and they hear it on ESPN.
Sacrilege.
Bernie.
I know we're out of time, but though God binds himself to us by his word, he wants us to be like him. If he's our father, we need to pick that up and do that.
Right? Hey, Bernie, not only he's our father, you're my brother.
Amen.
Yeah. You're my brother. Hey, Bernie, listen, if something happens to you, I'm not going to, hey, Bernie, if you fall into sin, Bernie, I'm not going to come and condemn you. I'm going to come and try to lift you up, brother. I'm going to try to restore you. You're my brother.
You're not like the rest of the church.
Amen.
Right?
Yeah, I'm going to throw out Psalm 56 in the after show.
All right, brother. God bless you. Hey, folks, listen. This wasn't what I was going to talk about, but we need to hear this, right? And it's not a loyal to me. It's a loyalty to your word. If you give your word to me, you're giving your word. If your word is no good, what good are you? We'll see you tomorrow.